1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 9. Then at 9:02, another edition of Spotlight on Medicine. Our topic this morning, stroke, what you need to know. Vascular neurologist Dr. Paul Yeba will join me. WGCH Sioux Center time is 8:51. Now I'm joined on the line by State Representative Stephen Meskers, 150th District, and they've been burning the midnight oil well into the morning. It is the legislature. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning. Just trying to recover. I've been up here for close to 24 hours in a legislative session. We're having a discussion on the minimum wage, and we've got the bill facing us today. Hopefully we come to a conclusion during the course of the morning. The debate's been fierce, and both sides are having their go at it.
What's the feel? Do you think that it'll be passed?
I think there's a good chance we've got passage moving ahead. It looks like we're talking about a five-year period for a raise in the minimum wage. It looks like we're negotiating towards a split on the minimum wage so that we keep tip wages at the same level, and minimum wage would be more affecting the back office workers, dishwashers, et cetera, people who are more prone to receiving a minimum wage, to bring that up over the next 4.5 years.
Okay. So 4.5, that seems as if it's a little stretch out from the original 3 years. Is that correct?
Well, yep. It stretched out another 1.5 years to allow business owners a chance to accommodate the increase so we can ease the pain on the employers, and also try to get the employees up to closer to what you'd call a living wage at the low end of the scale.
Okay. Lots of other things going on as we're down to the final month of the session. One is recreational marijuana. There more Democratic votes are needed. Are you one of those in favor or not, on the fence or what?
Well, I'm waiting to see how the bill develops and what we're going to do with it. I'm inclined to look positively on... One, obviously, we're moving away from criminalization, or we've moved away from that. Now the question is, do we eliminate the prohibition on marijuana? I mean, the debate and the sound bites are important. I guess the question is, you know, calling it recreational, worrying about the age limits, and we're talking about 21, and we're seeing some of the states moving in one direction, some of the states moving in the other. So I'm still, you know, forming an opinion, but I'm inclined to vote in favor of legalization of marijuana at this point.
Okay. Another one is sports betting. It appears that is not going to make it. Is that right?
You know, I haven't been... We've been locked up with so many other issues. I don't know where we're going with the sports betting. There's, there's issues on sports betting. There's issues with the casinos. There's, you know, with the tribal agreements we have. Some of that is sitting far north of me between the governor and the tribal nations. So I'm not sure where we stand on that proposition yet, to be honest with you.
Okay, great. What else is going on?
Well, today we've approved a couple of bipartisan smaller measures that don't seem to be having much of a push through the legislature. Seems to be more of a consensus. I think the minimum wage has less consensus. Obviously, there are people concerned on the economic impact. And other people concerned about, you know, living wages for our lower-cost employees or lower-paid employees. So that's the one that's got us tied up more than anything else. Issues on tolls or comparing it to the prioritized progress are well along the road that in a discussion, so I don't know where we're going to come out on that. I know we're still working on that, those issues. So that may be, you know, for a week or two down the road, we've authorized review of the prioritized progress plan that was put forth by the Republicans to get fiscal notes on that, to see what the impacts are if we decide not to bond for the funding of infrastructure versus or to bond under prioritized progress, or to look at tolling as a solution on the infrastructure. So that's still, again, out there, sitting there waiting to see. I mean, I guess some of the pressure continues to mount against tolling. But, you know, as I go back and forth on that and look at all the funding and the financing needs, I'm not sure that we've got a better solution than capturing out-of-state money through tolling to try to get the infrastructure funded and get the state up and running on an economic basis.
All right. Are you going back in today or are you going to bed right now? Or what's the story?
I am literally standing in front of the Capitol as talking to you right outside our Capitol building, waiting to be called up for a vote. Right now, we're sitting in the midst of a bunch of political activities, and it's amendments to strike everything on the minimum wage, amendments to alter it. There's a bunch of chess games going on, so I could be here. I don't know. It could be, through most of the day today. It's already been close to 24 hours. It depends on how both sides agree to bring this discussion to a close.
All right, great. Well, we appreciate some of your time this morning, Representative Stephen Meskers. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay.
You have a great day today.
Thank you. You too. State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich.